Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, let's learn to daven Tuesday night parshas. Vayigash Tovshin. Tovshin Ayin Gimel. Let's do it. Tovshin Ayin Gimel. Okay, we're going to do the second Hallelujah tonight. Second Hallelujah. Let's do it. Unbelievable. Okay, now what is?
Kuf Mem Zayin, is that what it is? Or
what is the second Hallelujah talking about? Kuf Mem Zayin, in fact, is the second Hallelujah. You are correct.
It's talking about praising God.
Second Hallelujah is talking about praising God. Very nice. I'll read you the Hakdama to this kapitel here. As it's stated in the art scroll, Tehillim. Hakdama says,
yeah.
The past, the immediate past kapitel of Tehillim, which is Kuf Mem Vav, is the first Hallelujah. Okay? Now, what's the last pasuk of the first Hallelujah? Yimlech Hashem li'olam, Elokayach Tzion l'dor Hallelujah. Which means, Hashem shall reign forever, Yimlech Hashem li'olam, Elokayach, your God, Tzion. Oh, Tzion, from generation to generation. So, what did we do? We praise Hashem. So now we're going to take, or continue with this theme, and demonstrate Hashem's personal concern for Tzion and Yerushalayim. For some reason, reading this, and preparing for Shir tonight, just struck a chord by me. The world's holiest site, from whence Israel's future redemption will emanate. The world's holiest site. Right now, we know that intellectually.
Whence?
We feel it emotionally. Now, preparing again for tonight's shiur, I feel sometimes I get this feeling, overwhelming feeling of jealousy. Are you jealous of the people who are zeicher to live in Yerushalayim? I'm jealous. I'd love to live in Yerushalayim. I'm jealous. I'd love to daven at the Kreisel every day. Now, what's with the Kreisel? What's so special about davening at the Kreisel?
Where the base of
Mikdash
was.
No, so tell me.
The
holiest spot. It's full of Kedusha. It's full of Kedusha. The Kreisel area, the whole place is full of Kedusha. You go through the doors, and it said, you're now being mispalel, keneged the oil mayed. Keneged the kutchy kutch. I mean, come on. We just got through with Chanukah, and we spoke in Chanukah that Tzion is Gematria Yosef. Yosef is Gematria Tzion. You want to get there, you got to shteig. That's what we spoke about on Shabbos morning. Tzion. We want Eretz Yisrael, we got to shteig. Okay. Now, with that in mind, let's learn a few psukim. We're not going to finish the whole kapitel tonight. It's too powerful. It's just too powerful. Now again, I have a problem. I'm being very serious about the problem. I'm not joking around. The problem I have is that I don't know, as we continue learning in this shiur, I don't know how long davening should really take anymore. You know, sometimes I have trouble remembering all the things we learned about in shiur, but when I don't and I remember them, it's like you can't say the word slowly enough. And I've timed our minyan. I always time our minyan versus other minyanim that I go around. Everything's basically the same. I'm talking about, you know, saying psukkah zimrach veis, I don't know, for a half hour. We take psukkah zimrach for a half hour. You know, by Chassidim, they say kabonis for 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Kabonis takes them a long time. No, psukkah zimrach. Psukkah zimrach, as we started off this whole shit, psukkah zimrach. Psukkah of what? Of song. Look at Israel. Okay, now let's take a look. First thing. Hallelujah, ki toiv zamra Elokeinu. Hallelujah, ki toiv zamra Elokeinu. And then it says, ki na'im navo sehila. What's the difference between a sehila, which is a praise, and a zamra?
Song.
Which is, they really pronounce zamra as a hymn. That's like one of these, it sounds like almost like a goyish word, a hymn. What's the difference? So the great Malbim, who became this human being who is I don't know, translating the words. This is one of the things the Malbim does best. He takes two words. We all know that in Lashon HaKodesh there's no such thing as a sin. No such thing. So what does it mean? Zemer, this is the Malbim talking, only the Malbim can say this. Zemer is an extraordinary song composed when Hashem treats us with extra, you know, we pronounce the word extraordinary, but the word is really extraordinary, right? Extraordinary kindness, which is ketov, the epitome of goodness. What does it mean?
What's about extraordinary? Dafka only in those circumstances?
Tehillah is praise in our response to Hashem's ordinary kindness in maintaining the world. When life proceeds normally and pleasantly, it is fitting for us to praise Hashem. Now, I'd like to tell you what I think. I'll tell you the truth. I was preparing shiur. No one was home by me. Preparing shiur. I started screaming the words out loud. Ha'aluluka. Ki toiv zamra Elohim. When things are ki toiv, which he explains as the epitome of goodness, ki toiv, then it's zamra Elohim. Ki noyim, for it is pleasant, nava sehila. Nava sehila. Praise is fitting. You know what I think, Rabbi Isai? When something extraordinary happens to a person, I think that perhaps David HaMelech is telling us something here, which is, I don't know, even though I don't have the words to describe it. I asked Rabbi Yitzhak Kuzinski, I told you this Maisa more than once probably, Rabbi Yitzhak Kuzinski, who is the son of Rabbi Avram Grzinski, who was the last Mashgiach of Slobodka, who was killed in the Kovna ghetto. And Rabbi Yitzhak Grzinski was the young boy who was bringing food into the Kovna ghetto and keeping the people alive. And he made it through the Holocaust. And right now, presently, he lives in the same building as Rabbi Aaron Leib Steinman on top of him. And he has a kollel in Bnei Brak. And he's a tzaddik. Unbelievable tzaddik. So there's an incredible mice about his father. You remember the mice about his father? His father was in the hospital during the war already. And he was crying. Right. And they asked him why he was crying. And he said he was crying because he saw the Tel Melakim being destroyed in those and the Nazis, Yabach Shema. And I asked him, how's it shaykh that a person could have such a madrega to cry for the Tel Melakim and the Nazis, Yabach Shema, that's being destroyed? So you know what he told me? He told me a mensch was arbeiten ganz leben, a person who's working on himself his whole life. A Slobodka Talmud. So when the issue comes up, he's able to do it. Now I'm going to give you a crude mashal, okay?
What does it mean to lose your
Batel Malkim? Not for now. That's a great question, though. Let me ask something else to you, okay? May I say something to you? This is a crude mashal. And I say crude, I mean not, it's not the mashal of Rabbi Yitzhak Grzinski, L'Havdol Alfalfi Avdolos. When someone wants to know, how does a professional basketball player hit a fadeaway shot from 28 feet out and make it look easy? How does he do that? Get a perfect swish. You ever shoot a basketball 28 feet? 28 feet's a long shot. Right, the 25-foot line, right? That's the three-point play. The 25-foot three-point shot is 25 feet. That's a long line. You know how they do it?
Practice.
Lee Trevino said he would hit out 300 golf balls every night before going to sleep. Some of these basketball players can shoot at the foul line 500 shots a day. Making me sugar. Okay, now, I'm wondering. You want to praise Hashem? Hallelujah! Ki toiv, zamra lokenu. You know when you're able to be zamra lokenu. You know when you're able to sing an extraordinary song. You know when? when every day you're able to be ki noam nova sehila. I'm wondering if that's the pshat in the pasuk. If every day we can get up in the morning and say moidani mikaval gekavod, I got out of bed this morning. I swung my feet over the bed. I can walk. Excuse me, I can walk to the bathroom. I'm going to make an asher yotzer. Am I going to thank Hashem for feeling well? You want me to tell you all the people don't feel well?
I can relate to that.
You sure can. How many times did I see you in the hospital? How many months was it?
8 months.
How many months was it?
4 or 5.
4 or 5 months.
Yeah, Rosh Hashanah, Mord
Stream. Every day I see it too.
Huh?
I live with it too.
That's correct. Maidani. Is it Maidani? Is it Maidani? Are people able to function? As he started off the shiur learning brachas, birchas hashachar, I'm wondering if David HaMelech is saying hallelujah, praise Hashem, and ki toiv zamer elokeinu, when things are extraordinary, yet a zemer should burst forth. Why does zemer can't burst forth if I never thanked Hashem the rest of my life? If I'm in practice and every day is ki noam nova sehila, then I can be ki toiv zamer elokeinu. I think that's the pshat. I really think that's the pshat. That's the pshat. That's the mom saying. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Ki toiv zamra elokeinu.
One's a not ki tov, though. I thought it's always ki tov.
This extraordinary tov. Extraordinary tov.
What constitutes that, though?
What constitutes extraordinary tov?
Yeah.
It constitutes extraordinary tov when a person doesn't have children for 10 years, is zoche to have children. Right? When that person feels that toy burst through, if that person's been connected to the Bayre, that person's going to really be connected
so
to the
Bayre. It's very subjective then,
right? Yeah, well, no, not necessarily subjective. If a person reaches the age of 80 and is in good health, right, he should be able to make a kiddush. I mean, you know, we tend to forget that not loyka lodom zaychalika. Not every person is zaycha to reach 80 and be healthy. I used to take it for granted. Because I had a great-grandfather to be 99, and a grandfather to be 95. When I was growing up, my great-grandfather at 99 was still davening for the Yom Kippur. I took it for granted that everybody lives to be 99. I mean, I understood that most people don't. But I was surrounded by people who were living long lives. It's not true. No guarantees in lives at all. Every day we know something can happen. So if it's ki noyim nova sehila, then when it's ki toiv it's zamra. I think so. Okay, that's pasuk one. Pasuk two. Boinei Yerushalayim Hashem nidchei yishol yichani. So what does it mean? What's the problem with the pasuk? Boinei Yerushalayim Hashem. Translate it, please. So somebody read English, please. Boinei Yerushalayim Hashem. Read it. Boinei Yerushalayim. Read the pasuk. What does it mean? Tell me the English. You want me to read it for you? The builder of Jerusalem is Hashem. The outcast of Israel he will gather in. What does it mean? What is the builder of Yerushalayim is Hashem? What does it mean? What tense is it?
Present.
Present tense. Hashem is building Yerushalayim? Right now? As we speak? Is he built? He is? This is the title of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. Boinei Yerushalayim. What does that mean?
I mean, can you superimpose Yerushalayim to Israel to an extent?
Maybe. You're being a little drushy right now, but that could be okay. But let's.
Your question seems to be more potent than it
does. What's the push up shot? So, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, shall
we
do?
Eventually we say Boinei Yerushalayim.
Bnei Yerushalayim, right?
Bnei
Yerushalayim. Bnei Brachma. Bnei Brachma. Bnei Brachma Yerushalayim. Good. Ein Echarami. That's right. You're bringing more eyes. It's a title. Hashem is a title. Or Hashem is a builder of Yerushalayim. Is. Baba Basra Ayin Heim at Beis. I say Baba Basra Ayin Heim at Aleph. Stop being an olive and tell me. Baba Basra Ayin Heim at Aleph.
Talks about
Chozo Malachi Ashores. The Yasvei v'kor Minzerei Avodim Toivois and Magolias, there were beautiful stones that were being quarried. She'asad HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'amidan b'shar Yerushalayim. Which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in a place in the gates of Yerushalayim. Listen carefully. U'bizman hazeh k'ar hiskel binyan Yerushalayim. The binyan is going on as we sit. It's an ongoing process.
Yeah.
Maybe it's that way. Maybe when we say in the Shemo Masri, we say we're Shalom Yerucham, Shalom Yerucham, it relates to the builder of Jerusalem.
No question. But I want to point out to you that everybody is bothered by this concept. Bonei. What does bonei mean? Bonei, what's bonei? The verse is in present tense. To emphasize that the construction of Yerushalayim is an ongoing process which is in process at all times. Now he doesn't say who he's saying this from, but listen to these words. Even when Yerushalayim is in ruins, Hashem is actually laying the groundwork for its reconstruction. How? Moreover, that's the Gemara Bava Basra. Moreover, even while the city was actually being destroyed and its walls shattered, Hashem was merely clearing out the decayed old structures to make way for new edifices that would better serve the needs of the eternal sacred city. Hear what's going on here?
Not really.
Oh. So let's explain it. Let's explain it. Bainei Yerushalayim Hashem. Next step. Continuation. Hashem is also presently building Yerushalayim. Boni Yerushalayim. He's the present builder. Where's the present builder? He's quarrying rocks right now. He's the Boni. Right now he's quarrying rocks. All types of rocks. They're going to be used in Yerushalayim. Where are they stored? Who knows? Where is it happening? The Gemara records one story of great people who saw the Malachim doing it. We don't see it. We don't see that happening. It's happening. The words don't make sense otherwise. Bonei Yerushalayim. Everybody asks the same kasha. Bonei Yerushalayim, present tense. Present tense, Bonei Yerushalayim. The prerequisite for the building of Yerushalayim is the ingathering of the exiles. Bainu Yerushalayim Hashem, Nidche Yishol Yechanes.
So that's not talking about stones.
That's the second half. Second half is talking about the people. No question about it. No question about it. No question about it. Absolutely none. Now I'll give you an answer which is a little more esoteric, which is along your lines. By Rosh Hashanah Fol Hirsch. There's a pasuk. It's a hard pasuk to understand. It's a pasuk in Shmos. Shmos Chof Dalet, which is at the end of Parshas Mishpatim, I believe. Raglov Kemase Livnas Asapir Ukeetzem HaShemayim LaToar. Under his feet was the likeness of a brick made of sapphire, and it was as pure as heaven itself. Remember this pasuk? This vision is explained by Rosh Hashanah for Hirsch to mean that instead of Bnei Yisrael making bricks in Mitzrayim as the servants of Pharaoh to build up and support his throne, their duty now as the servants of Hashem is to make bricks for the purpose of building up Malchus Shemayim on earth. The lesson being that anything physical which is done L'Shem Shemayim, Reb Nachi, becomes just as heavenly as Etzem Shemayim is heaven itself. In this way, the tefillah for the Geula which Klal Yisrael expressed throughout the ages are the building blocks for the return of Malchus Shemayim to Yerushalayim. Little bit drushy, more esoteric. So the process with which Yerushalayim will be rebuilt consists of Hashem accepting the fervent prayers of the Jewish people for its reconstruction. Each one of these prayers is a building block.
Can I interject something here? I mean, if you're going into detail of this nature, how is it shayach for any of us to daven?
Oh.
Because
see, that's what I started off the share with.
This is a dangerous share.
That's what I started off.
Very dangerous because it's going to make crazy people out of
I'm working on that.
Already crazy.
I'm working on it.
You're going to have a tefillah for 2 hours?
No. I'm working on trying to figure out. I believe the answer lies. That's what I told you before. The answer cannot lie in the fact that when anybody davens, he has Sukkot is Yimra is still.
We're human. I mean basically
right. 100%. I'm with you. I'm gonna tell you this. Let's use this following term for all of us, okay? We're normal, average, good, kind-hearted people. Okay, we're not. I'm sorry for saying this. I know because some of you are. You just don't like to tell me. You like to keep your nevus. We're not geniuses. Okay.
I am.
Does anybody expect us that when we say the psukim of Tehillim, which is the major part of Psukkah de Zimra, does anybody expect it to know every Rashi, Radak, Mitzudas David, Malbim, besides all the Midrashim and every Pasuk?
What's the
Shaila? Of course not.
Maybe someone like Rav Einstein.
But we're talking about individuals.
Exactly. That's right. Chaim Kanievsky. We're talking about the regular people. So the regular people, we have to know the translation of the word.
How does Chaim Kanievsky see? How does he do Psukkah de Zimra?
He does Psukkah de Zimra at the same speed as we do. Maybe a little longer. No, he's not doing Psukkah de Zimra for 2 hours. There's nothing to talk about. He's not doing Psukkah de Zimra. He's not doing Psukkah de Zimra for 2 hours. It's not happening. Now, but.
Why?
Huh?
Why?
Well, so I'll tell you like
learning
this.
How is it
feasible for him to be...
I think, that's what I'm saying, that's what I meant before, that we have to work this through. I'm telling you the first thing right now. I think that the pshat is also that the purpose of a shir like this is to learn the words and to learn many meanings. And you can take the meaning that inspires you and bring it to davening. We're not obligated to take every Rashi and Radak again and repeating it. As I just said, every Mitzudis, every Klei Yoker, every Marikra, every Pibish, every Shapshapol Hirsch, every Meiri.
We're just dealing with words here that make us all...
That's right. So now...
But it's very hard, though, when you're saying it so quickly.
Good.
So, good.
That's why it's going to take practice.
Catch my breath.
What end result of that practice be?
I feel the end result of that practice will be...
3 hours, 3 hours
no. No. The end result of the practice will be... Now, some of you, again, you know, some of you are big enough over here. But I want the end result of this practice to be that I know what the words of davening mean. And then, 1 second. That I can go through davening now and say the following. Last week we didn't. I'm sure. And the two for the last 2 weeks we did Hanukkah. Before that was, remember, we spoke about the pasuk which has made a roshim on me. I'm not telling you that. I'm just telling you for the pasuk that we had here was Teitzei Rucho Yoshuv Liad Moso. A man returns to his own land. We said that meant the man returns to the place where he's going to be buried. And people are told where they're going to be buried when they're first born. He asked me right now, if I say the following, I can say this quickly. We should sing to Hashem, we should praise Hashem. I didn't think about that before. Yerushalayim is constantly being rebuilt. Everybody should be brought in.
We have to comprehend what that means.
That's right. So now I'm telling you like this. If we will be able to daven for a week until next year, which is not easy to do, and focus on this Hallelujah, or at least these two lines of Hallelujah, we could do this fairly quickly. We don't have to repeat everything in our minds. Bein Yerushalayim means Hashem is the builder of Yerushalayim. If we have a few more seconds, maybe we'll think a little further. But if we don't, at least we'll focus on the fact it means in the present tense that Yerushalayim is being rebuilt. I didn't think about that beforehand. Bonei! This we're responsible to know. This is not an esoteric Gatsa Tyrovia. It's one word. Boini means present. What's present? Now. Yerushalayim is being rebuilt now. Good. You want to think like a Bachi? Esoteric dick. You want to think this shot? Think that shot. But at least first think that Boini means to build now. It's being built now. Present tense. It's not something that I know the word Boini means something about building Yerushalayim, means Yerushalayim, and Hashem means Hashem, so I don't know. Something about building Yerushalayim. No. It means Yerushalayim is being built.
So maybe it's a good idea that when you're davening, you should emphasize the word Boini.
It's a very good idea.
Until we get to the next.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I'll tell you something else. And I don't know how it works. I'm telling you again. I'm not sure. But, you know, there's definitely a Mila. Bani is Daiti. I would do it, but it's too scary to do. But, you know, I would do it myself. I haven't done it. I only do it by kinnis. I only do it by slichus.
English.
That's right. Yeah, I'm telling you, I hope we should double look at this in English.
But isn't there...
I know we get thrown out. If we publicize, and you're sure it's going to start davening looking at this in English, we'll be off the map. I understand that. But I'd like to take a test and say, okay, you don't want to daven in English? Fine. Tell me what the words mean.
But why
can't you do each paragraph in Hebrew and then in English?
Yeah, I did that. Then we'll be here for a week. I understand that. And we won't finish one day of Sukkot in Hebrew.
Start at 5:30 for the 6:45. And it'll be fine.
Yeah, right. Yes.
If it's in Yemeni Kodesh, it's not irrelevant, but it's not necessary that you even know what you're saying.
No.
And wait, let me finish.
Yeah.
And the only time that it is, if you do it in a different Lashon besides Lashon Kodesh?
No. There is a mila of davening in Lashon HaKodesh that even if you don't understand, it could still work. But it doesn't mean you shouldn't.
In English, you have to know.
Right? Yes. But if you have Lashon HaKodesh, you also have to know. Just if you don't, it's okay for the Evid. Not the Chatzilah.
If you don't in English, it's not.
That's correct. But not the Chatzilah. The Chatzilah does not get davened. Okay, we're stopping here next week, Beth Hashem. Ah, you people are so deep.